Chapter 3. These are the nations that Jehovah allowed to remain, so that they could test all those of Israel who had not experienced any of the wars of Canaan. This was so that succeeding generations of Israelites would experience war, those who had not experienced such things before. The five lords of the Philistines, and all the Canaanites, the Sidonians, and the Hivites inhabiting Mount Lebanon from Mount Baal Hermon as far as Lebo Hamath. They served as a means of testing Israel to determine whether Israel would obey Jehovah's commandments that he had given their fathers through Moses. So the Israelites lived among the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. They would take their daughters as wives, and their own daughters they gave to their sons, and they began serving their gods. So the Israelites did what was bad in Jehovah's eyes, and they forgot Jehovah their God, and were serving the Baals and the sacred poles. At this, Jehovah's anger blazed against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of Cushan-Rishathaim, the king of Mesopotamia. The Israelites served Cushan-Rishathaim for 8 years. When the Israelites called to Jehovah for help, Jehovah raised up a savior to rescue the Israelites, Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the younger brother of Caleb. The Spirit of Jehovah came upon him, and he became the judge of Israel. When he went out to battle, Jehovah gave Cushan-Rishathaim, the king of Mesopotamia, into his hand, so that he prevailed over Cushan-Rishathaim. After that, the land had rest for 40 years. Then Othniel, the son of Kenaz, died. And once again, the Israelites began doing what was bad in Jehovah's eyes. So Jehovah let Eglon, the king of Moab, prevail over Israel, because they did what was bad in Jehovah's eyes. Furthermore, he brought against them the Ammonites and the Amalekites. They attacked Israel and captured the city of palm trees. The Israelites served Eglon, the king of Moab, for 18 years. Then the Israelites called to Jehovah for help. So Jehovah raised up for them a savior, Ehud, the son of Gera, a Benjaminite who was left-handed. In time, the Israelites sent tribute through him to Eglon, the king of Moab. Meanwhile, Ehud made for himself a two-edged sword, a cubit long, and he strapped it underneath his garment, on his right thigh. He then presented the tribute to Eglon, the king of Moab. Now Eglon was a very fat man. When Ehud finished presenting the tribute, he sent away the people who had carried the tribute. But after reaching the carved images at Gilgal, he himself went back and said,
"I have a secret message for you, O king."
So the king said,
"Silence!"
With that, all his attendants left him. So Ehud came to him as he was sitting alone in his cool roof chamber. Then Ehud said,
"I have a message from God for you."
So he rose up from his throne. Then Ehud drew the sword from his right thigh with his left hand and plunged it into his belly. The handle went in after the blade, and the fat closed in over the blade, for he did not draw the sword out of his belly. And the fecal matter came out. Ehud went out through the porch, closing the doors of the roof chamber behind him and locking them. After he left, the servants returned and saw that the doors of the roof chamber were locked. So they said,
"He must be relieving himself in the cool interior room."
They kept waiting until they were embarrassed. But when they saw that he was still not opening the doors of the roof chamber, they took the key and opened them, and saw their lord fallen to the floor, dead. Ehud escaped while they were lingering, and he passed by the carved images and made it safely to Seirah. When he arrived, he sounded the horn in the mountainous region of Ephraim, and the Israelites went down out of the mountainous region with him at their head. Then he said to them,
"Follow me, because Jehovah has given your enemies, the Moabites, into your hand."
So they followed him, and captured the fords of the Jordan against the Moabites, and they did not allow anyone to cross. At that time they struck down about 10,000 Moabites, all strong and valiant men. Not a single one escaped. So Moab was subdued on that day under Israel's hand, and the land had rest for 80 years. After him was Shamgar the son of Anath, who struck down 600 Philistine men with a cattle goad. He too saved Israel.